Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, photos. How do they work? We've got a few iPad apps to help keep you in control.
Plus, to retina or not to retina on the new iPad, we're going to try on some glasses with a 3D image of myself and some very, very naughty little piggies.
All that and the best new word processor that's way cooler than that.
Really?
On iPad Today.
Really?
Yeah.
iPad Today is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 26 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 30% off on your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code iPadToday8. Let's get ready to iPad.
Let's get ready to iPad.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sarah Lane.
Oh, it's so good to be here. Wow. I just appeared like a genie.
Poof!
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I'm Leo Laporte.
You are.
This is the show where we talk about our favorite little doohickey.
Yeah, it's the iPad.
The iPad.
There are increasingly more doohickeys that are giving the iPad a run for its money. However, I stay faithful. I'm not a strayer. I'm not a little tramp.
Why are you looking at me?
Well,
because I am a tablet tramp.
Because I'm insinuating things.
I am a tablet. I love the Nexus 7.
But I think it's important because some people who watch the show say, gosh, you know, it's not about other tablets, but iPads.
Right.
And that's absolutely true. And we're enthusiasts, of course.
Yes, we are.
But it's always good to know what the competition is up to and how Apple can stay relevant and ahead of the game. I mean, it has so far, but, you know, times are changing.
When I first got the Nexus 7 a year ago, because it's now a year, this is the second generation.
Yeah.
I was kind of blown away. I said, 7 inches, this is the right size for a tablet. Then Apple, about 4 months later, came out with the iPad mini and confirmed that I prefer the iPad mini to the big iPad. It's bigger, brother. It's lighter. It's more portable. And, you know, 1024 by 768, I could see it. Now, the Nexus 7 has been updated, and the resolution of this thing is mind-boggling. It's 1920 by 1200. It's Retina. You know, Apple owns the rights to use the word Retina, so nobody else can say Retina. But what Apple means when it says Retina on your iPad, third generation or fourth generation, it's Retina. That means the iPhone, it's Retina. That means you can't see any dots at the normal viewing distance.
Sure.
323 dots per inch in the Nexus 7 is, without a doubt, the most crystal-clear 7-inch tablet out there. But there are a couple points to be made. Because I've been saying, well, look, if Google and Asus, their manufacturing partner, can make a Retina 7-inch, why can't Apple make a Retina Mini?
Right. They don't have any excuse to say, oh, you won't have good battery life or it's not possible or something.
Well, Rene Ritchie spanked me and explained why.
Oh.
I'm still not sure I buy it.
Okay.
But he pointed out that because the Nexus 7 is 7 inches, and the iPad mini is 7.9 inches. It's 25% bigger, 25% more dots. He also pointed out that the Nexus 7 only has about 9 hours battery life. Actually, it's similar to the iPad mini. It's 9 or 10. But cut 25% off right away in speed and battery life if you decide to make it in the iPad. And so he said, you know, you can still make the argument that Apple can't make an iPad mini and Retina. I think they will. Do you think it'll be this year?
I do. Actually, you know, we might as well talk about this now.
Oh, you were going to save it for the news. I didn't mean to.
Well, that's okay. But hey, we're on the subject.
The thing about the Nexus 7 I like so much is this crystal clear screen. It's a little weird because it's 16:9. You know, it's the widescreen. So when you hold it, you can hold it in your hand, which you can't really do. I can with the iPad mini, but just. It's more comfortable with the Nexus 7 because it's more narrow. But it's tall. It looks kind of strange. And they even have big ears on it. The bezel's big on the top and the bottom, so it makes it even taller feeling. So it looks a little weird. I kind of prefer the more square iPad mini form factor.
So if
they do a Retina, I will be extremely pleased.
Well, so it's interesting. In the last 24 hours, two very different stories have emerged. 9 to 5 Mac ran a story yesterday, and I was going to include it, you know, into our discussion today, that said pretty much, if you drill down into certain iOS 7 source code, it really points to the iPad Mini being updated with an A6 processor, so it'd be a little faster,
okay,
but not with a Retina screen.
Hmm.
Okay,
still 1024x768.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, at that point, I read this and I was like, "We got to talk about this on this week's iPad Today because this pretty much proves that no one's going to buy an updated iPad Mini." You know, if you've got something like the Nexus 7 that has a beautiful screen
at $100 less.
It's not even the same price point. It's less by quite a bit. $229
for a 16-gig Wi-Fi version.
Exactly. And the whole knock on the iPad Mini in the first place, and the reason why I don't use it as my everyday iPad, is specifically non-Retina. Because I'm so used to my Retina screen on my full-size iPad that I'm just like, that's just what I care about the most. And I know that I'm not alone. However, so that's one version of the story. And 95 Mac was quick to say, listen, things change. You take this at face value. Wall Street Journal says they have sources that say, anonymous sources, of course, in the supply chain, that say, no, Apple will have a Retina iPad Mini this year and is working with Samsung as well as LG. And they've got another partner, I think it's called like Japan Electronics or something I'm less familiar with. And in order to make sure that they have enough and they don't run out of supply. Now, of course, Apple and Samsung have a precarious relationship because they sue each other a lot. And Apple probably doesn't want to be dependent on Samsung to make sure that if indeed they are trying to get a Retina version of the iPad Mini out the door, they need Samsung because, again, it would be nice to be independent of a company that you're actively suing in a variety of markets globally and is suing you.
In fact,
but I don't know if they can get out of it.
You do know that Samsung won a lawsuit against Apple with the International Trade Commission. And if President Obama doesn't override it in the next 48 hours, Apple will no longer be able to bring iPad 2s or iPhone 4s into the United States. They're banned. That's how this lawsuit has become. I think Tim Cook should just sit down with Samsung and say, look, come on, let's just bury the hatchet. We won't sue you. You don't sue us. Stop copying us, because they legitimately...
I think it's probably more likely that he'll sit down with President Obama and say,
give us some time.
How about an override?
Don't you think the president has more important things to do than for a reprieve for Apple? Especially since it's not the latest iPad. It's not the latest iPhone.
But we're talking about powerful people in powerful positions who have agendas.
So Wall Street Journal is really well placed. They always have very good rumors. So I believe it, but I'm not sure I would concur on the date. That, you know, what they're saying is based on how Samsung's delivering these, Apple must be planning on shipping in 2013. But I don't know if that's the case or not. They could both be right in that sense. It could be true that they're planning a Retina display, but not for right away. I don't know.
We were talking about this on Tech News today, and I was telling the guys, I like to think of this as something where Apple goes, new Nexus 7, it's going to blast us out of the water. We must have a Retina iPad this year.
Boy, that would be...
It must happen. And maybe 9to5 Mac is not wrong here. Maybe there'll be two versions,
yeah,
a nice lower-cost version that is not Retina, and then a Retina version that is going to be more expensive, but then Apple can at least say, but it's Apple, and we have all the same stuff that everybody else has, but we're, you know, superior. Because they kind of insinuate that anyway. And then everybody wins. I would love for that to be the case.
But
I think that if they don't have a Retina Mini before the holiday season...
Yeah. It does feel like the pressure's building on Apple with the Nexus 7 at $229.
Yeah.
Remember, both Google and Amazon can always charge less than Apple because they don't need to make money on the hardware. Apple's business is the hardware. They have to make money on the hardware.
Right.
That's getting less true with the success of iTunes and so forth. But still, Apple's a hardware company. They need to make they have a good profit margin. Google and Amazon, even Jeff Bezos of Amazon even said this, we don't have to make money on the hardware. We want to make money every time you use it. So that's their strategy. And that means Apple can never compete on price. So it means Apple has to compete on features. They must if they're going to stay in the market. And it's not enough, and this is the feature they've got right now, it's not enough to say, oh, you're in the Apple ecosystem, you don't dare move. I don't know how long that's going to hold people. That's not exactly a lock-in. You're in the Apple ecosystem is a speed bump.
Yeah.
But it is not a lock-in. And so Apple's got to respond. And so maybe you're right. Maybe they're going to say, rush that iPad Retina.
Or maybe they, and maybe that was the plan the whole time, maybe. And somehow Apple was able to keep it under wraps because they haven't been very good at that the last couple of product cycles. We all seem to know everything. There's never much of a big surprise by the time it gets announced, but hard to say. I know analysts still say we have people, you know, in the supply chain that are responsible for overseeing what's being made, and there is no Retina iPad Mini, at least on the roadmap for 2013. But again, Wall Street Journal says looks like there is.
Yeah.
So it's a good.
It's
thing
a
for
challenge.
Me. And I can't wait to have one.
This new Moto X that just came out today, I think, is somewhat of a challenge to the iPhone. It's very similar in some ways to an iPhone with some additional features, and I think the people who use the iPhone are already starting to look a little bit at Android, saying, "Boy, they every month they got a new features, new stuff." When am I getting?
Speak for yourself, dude.
You're an iPhone lover.
Well, I find, and this is, some people are going to say, "Well, you're just lazy." I find all of the Android announcements and product launches very exhausting.
It is
it's hard
exhausting.
To keep them straight.
It is. You're right.
You know,
right.
It's to me, it's like every twice a week, there's some crazy announcement from one of the companies, and there's some, and I've got to look through the specs and be like, wait, why is, I usually ask Jason, why is this better than the other?
Tomorrow, I'm getting a Moto X, and I'm going to let you look at it. I think that when you see the HTC One and the Moto X, those are both beautifully made and designed phones. That's one thing that they are now competing with, you know, and Apple. Because in the past, Apple's phones, the iPhone 5 is a perfect example. I mean, that's a gorgeous work of industrial design.
It's a good phone.
And there was nothing in the Android space. They felt plasticky and cheesy compared to that. Well, now there are some Android phones, I think, that are as well made, as nicely designed. And I think that puts pressure on Apple as well. I don't know. I think Apple, this fall is going to be very important. All across the board.
Very
for
important.
For iPhone, for iPad. Maybe less so for Macintosh, but very much for iPhone and iPad.
I mean, last fall was weird. We got the update
Everything
to
was updated.
The full-size iPad. It was basically version 4, which was like a half upgrade. We got the mini and then the iPhone 5, and yeah, it's a brave new world. So we mentioned at the top of the show that we were going to talk a little bit about photos.
I think the iPad, here's one thing, and people say, why do you need Retina? This is one reason you need
this
Retina.
It.
The iPad is so good for photos. We've talked about iPhoto, which you got to start. $5. If you don't have iPhoto yet on your iPad, just buy it.
If you don't have iPhoto, you're not doing it right.
Just
you're doing
buy it,
it wrong, bro. You know, there's another app that just came out for iPad, Imgur. I-M-G-U-R. You might
They've been around a long time. That's kind of the number one place Redditors share their images.
You might have heard of it as Imgur. That's how I used to pronounce
it. It's pronounced Imgur?
Imgur, yeah, because, that makes more sense, right?
Yeah.
They won an award at a little award show I was at once, and that's how the founders pronounced it.
Okay.
So I guess that's right.
I always avoided saying it out loud. Because I didn't know.
Well, because it sounds a
Looks
little
like
silly.
Imgur.
Yeah, when if you go phonetically, Imgur. What's neat about Imgur is you mentioned Reddit. It is a great place to get a variety of viral photos, stuff that's going around. So, for example, if I fire it up and I'm literally looking at most viral photos based on popularity. So I've got Zena LaVey, Satanist. Interesting. Okay.
That's Anton LaVey's granddaughter.
Okay, who's that? Who's Anton LaVey?
The number one Satanist in the nation.
Lady Raina Combs says she's not just any Satanist. That's the daughter of Anton LaVey,
daughter.
Creator of the Church of Satan.
Yeah, yeah. He's the guy.
Wow, that got weird.
Yeah, no, Anton LaVey.
So I can say I love this.
Yeah.
She is my kind
she
of gal.
She looks good for his daughter. I would have thought granddaughter.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe that's an old picture.
She might be a little older than she looks.
Satan?
Hard to say.
Maybe Satan's helping her stay young.
Perhaps, yeah. She found the Fountain of Youth. Oh, look, it's a little raccoon. How cute. Little guy.
Don't show that to Kevin Rose. He'll myrtleize him.
Yeah, he can just step off. I think raccoons are adorable. Cuter than dogs.
You wouldn't feel that way if it attacked your kitty cat.
That's true.
Now you got to be careful
would never.
Because Reddit is full of not safe for work images. Does Imgur give you some sort of button or something to protect yourself?
Well, that's a great question because
you can run across some pretty hairy stuff. In
exactly,
there.
That's a good question. Let's see what we can do. By the way, you can upload images from this app as well, so it's not just about browsing stuff. This is all. It's kind of
that's handy.
It's like crowdsourced.
Yeah.
If I go. Is that, I would think that would be, I'm trying to find, this looks like, I'm used to this being sort of a little, where's my table of contents type thing here. It may be that I have to sign into my account before I get
it. You have an Imgur account.
Well,
aren't
I don't
you
on
special.
I haven't signed on the iPad, but you're submitted highest scoring. It's this is fun for a laugh. It's also fun if you're sourcing images, stuff that you actually might want to use. You know, obviously you have to be careful about just throwing anything up there because the original person who created an image, sometimes people have certain
copyright
ideas, yes, of how they would like their images used.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a huge variety of the images that you see on Tumblr blogs were shared a variety of ways on the internet, and animated GIFs and all that good stuff come from places like Imgur, because it's just a good repository of photos in one place. And Reddit is also, but Reddit is a lot of things, and this is just photos. So that's, you know, it's kind of fun.
You know, it's funny, you mentioned Tumblr. You, even though I wouldn't necessarily say it's the only thing you could do on Tumblr, it certainly has text and everything else. It is, by many regards, a photo sharing site. And I think a lot of people, kids who use Tumblr especially, consider it a place to share photos and maybe even more importantly, reshare, or as Tumblr's call it, reblog photos. So I think if in our rundown, we probably should include Tumblr as one of the places where you can go see and share photos.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Uh-oh.
Look what I found.
What have you found?
An owl and a kitty.
Oh, you're playing with Imgur again.
I just...
Oh, man.
Well, there's a random mode setting where it's just like, give me something. And that's what I got, which is the best day ever. Look, owl and kitty are like, meow. I was like, I'm not backing down, stupid cat, little Satan cat.
Well, I won't back down.
I'll get you.
Now, when you emailed me, you mentioned that you thought it odd that SmugMug, my favorite photo sharing site, didn't have an app. It does have an app.
Well, it does, but it's not fully featured. The SmugMug app is about being able to look at someone else's...
or yours, if you log into your SmugMug account.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's not a fully featured, here's where you upload, that sort of thing.
It's not ideal. No. Now, they have an application called...
It's sort of a read access rather than...
Yeah, they have Camera Awesome. They have a photo app.
Yes.
So I guess they figure we don't... You know, first of all, let's say this about SmugMug. SmugMug is something, and especially since their redesign, it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of a flicker for pro photographers, because for most of the best goodness of SmugMug, you're going to pay money, sometimes a lot of money, $200 or more a year, for the best features. I'm a SmugMug Pro user, and I love it. And in fact, if you go to my website, leoville.com, the SmugMug photo album is my photo album. I just recently converted to the new SmugMug templates. They're beautiful. The reason pros like it is because you can sell photos there, prints, mugs, mouse pads, whatever you want.
All sorts of good stuff.
Yeah. So you're right. The SmugMug app on the iPad is a little bit primitive. Here it is on mine. These are some pictures I took. And so I'm able to browse my album, but that's about it. There's not a lot you can do with it. So
it's good for browsing or showing people an album. And, the pictures look great.
I can save it back out to my photo library. Or copy the image. There's Scott Wilkinson. This was at Lucas down in the Lucas Studios at Lucas Valley Road down here in Marin. I like SmugMug. I'm a big SmugMug fan. But this is a little bit disappointing. Flickr now has an app, but do they have an iPad app?
Nope.
It's still
an iPhone native app.
I was
app.
Really thrilled when they came out with it.
I was going to show you my SmugMug album, which I'd made. I mean, it's probably worth showing you. If you go to SmugMug in Safari, this was the last place I was, right? You can build, I just have a trial period because I haven't actually bitten the bullet for my own account. But yeah, you
look
put together, I mean, it's basically like...
It's so funny. That's the template I'm using.
Is it really?
Yeah, we chose the same template.
Oh,
I love it.
That's funny. Yeah, this is, I mean, it's basically like a blog template. There are a bunch of them that you can start with. And you go through and,
So you're doing that in the browser
and
it looks fine. So in a way, that's as good as an app.
Exactly. I just uploaded some weird pictures of myself. And there's Lucy.
Aww.
Yeah, just to kind of give it a go. And you say, okay, cool. All right, well, this is a neat template that I've gotten. Let's say that Leo's like, I love that picture. I'd like to buy it. You wouldn't want to buy this picture, but, you know, let's say I was, you know, going to go pro.
I would like a picture of you to hang on my wall.
Well, there you go. You can go ahead and say, I want to get this photo. And then as a SmugMug.
Look at that.
vendor, I can say, well, you know, I've set the price. If you would like a 5x7 glossy be whatever. So, I mean, this is all nicely built in. You can't do any of this stuff natively in the iPad app, though.
The app doesn't do this.
It's just a place for you to say, right. Oh, this is a, you know, all this stuff is very lovely.
Right.
In your account.
The chat room pointed out, and this is true, SmugMug does allow other apps to browse the directory. So Cool Iris, which you've mentioned before, is a great photo gallery app.
True.
Has a SmugMug plugin. So you can look at your SmugMug photos in Cool Iris. So
Flickr is, it's a lovely app.
It's a shame that it's iPhone only. It's so disappointing.
Like, what?
Because I really like it on the iPhone. It's great.
I know Yahoo's full-time job is to buy other companies now.
Yeah.
But you'd think.
Buy a phone.
How about just make an iPad app that doesn't completely suck? That would be great. The app is very nice. It's one of those apps that I think still looks pretty nice, even though it is iPhone native, not iPad native. Again, if the images are high res enough, we're good to go. God, that looks good. Dang. And
is that life size? That looks good. I want one.
I know, right?
Wow.
It's fun.
Is this your pictures?
No, this is my friend John. He takes lots of artsy stuff. Mm-hmm. Ooh, hello. Ooh. Hello.
People say don't. That's a lobster roll. Oh. People say don't take a picture of food. I say,
please do, actually.
Send me the food and I'll take a picture of it. After
Dunkin'
I
Donuts
eat it.
Coffee.
It's Dunkin' Dark.
I don't get it.
You know, I don't either, but boy, you're facing a real problem when you say that. People love it.
I know. I know it. Yeah, I can look through my own photos. Took this picture of Lucy last night. I was playing around with multiple exposures.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
That you can do it in the Flickr app, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. I actually like this app a lot. And even though it is not iPad optimized, I do find that it is one of those apps that's still pretty fun, fully functional, and, you know, of course it's free. If you have a Flickr account, but you can look through photos and organize them by stuff that's, you know, Creative Commons, there might be opportunities for you to use. You know, I got contacted by this company the other day. This happens to me every once in a while because I've taken a lot of photos from around the world. And they said there was this aerial shot I took of like a slum of Mumbai. I was actually on an airplane, but you can't tell. It looks like I'm just hovering over the city. And they said, this is a great picture of this particular neighborhood. Can we use it? Unfortunately, in the document that we're going to pass around at some conference, it doesn't allow for there to be
attribution.
Yeah. And I said, so the answer is no.
Oh, Sarah, what do you care?
I care.
Let him use it.
I took that photo. No way. I was like, you got to say who took the picture. You don't have to pay me.
Yeah.
We went back and forth, and then they were just like, all right, never mind. And I said, okay, never mind. Another I'd site, forgotten I took the picture.
Another site a lot of pros use and love is 500px.
True.
Beautiful photo site. And they have a lovely iPad gallery app, so which you can use to browse your own and upload your own stuff. But I just like to browse other people's photos on this. I mean, because they do it right. It's you know, you can see the photo full screen. You can they don't, you know. I just think that they're gorgeous photos on here. This is Flow. They also have Popular. They have Editor's Picks, Upcoming, which are photos people like but are up and coming. One thing I should mention, and sometimes they get in trouble for this. In fact, they did get in trouble with Apple for this. They have a considerable amount of artistic nudes on here. These are pro photographers. They're not pornographic by any means. But you should be aware of that. There is a safe – that what they got back in Apple's good graces by having Safe Search by default on so that you don't see the artistic nudes. But just be aware of that if you have this on an iPad and you're sensitive to that kind of thing.
It also will say when you download this app contains age-restricted material. Do you want to
That was continue? The other thing that they did to appease Apple. Yeah.
Imager also says that to you when you first download because you might see some cuss words like that.
There we go. Hide
that
one.
All right.
Hide
okay. that one.
Oh, my
Hello.
God. Hold on. Don't,
tasteful.
No, don't look.
Just,
that's
hey,
tasteful
we,
to me.
We were all born that
was
way.
That was a guy. I just, you know, I saw a nipple and I just went crazy.
Okay.
So, anyway, 500px.
And that's a good reaction.
That.
If you see a nipple,
go crazy.
You go crazy. ask questions later. Yeah.
I think there's beautiful images. And the what's interesting about 500px, they came along after Flickr and SmugMug, and they really appealed to pro photographers. A lot of pros I know just love the way 500px looks and feels, and it's a great place to see some surprisingly, I mean, really high quality art there, and that's free as well.
I have to. I would not let us get through another photo discussion without talking about one of my favorite photo apps in the world.
In the world.
Both for iPad and for iPhone, and that's Hipstamatic. Now, Hipstamatic has, I don't want to say it's fallen out of favor. I think that it is too niche for most people.
I don't like it. Yeah, it is too niche for me.
Yeah, because
I don't want to take pictures with that weird filter stuff on it.
The whole thing with Hipstamatic, it's very much appeals to the kind of folks who are into lomography and lomocams and old kind of.
So taking pictures of llamas?
No.
What is lomography?
It's well, you know the lomocam.
Oh, it's a bad camera, from a leaky plastic camera from Russia. That one
that ended up producing very interesting prints.
Don't say good, but interesting.
The idea behind Hipstamatic, it's not just to make a lomocam, but it's a digital way to recreate how certain kinds of films and certain kinds of lenses and then certain kinds of flashes will create these kind of very interesting creations. And it's sort of based on the way that it used to be with film, where you're like, I don't know what this is going to look like.
Right.
We'll just find out when we get it developed.
Do you take a lot of Hipstamatic pictures?
All the time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Because I like your images. Now, would you use that in lieu of an Instagram filter, for instance?
Yes.
And so you take it with Hipstamatic and then post it on Instagram because it does support Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, if I were to do that really quick, let's go to my images and just see what I got in there. Okay, so I got really cute. Okay, so this is Lucy moving. Whoa. And if I say,
that's kind of interesting. You're right.
It's kind of, this was me just, I don't know, playing around with something. It didn't work out very well. I didn't do anything with it. But if I say, all right, I want to send this out, you've got all sorts of options. You can send to Instagram or, you know, Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr. The Instagram thing is nice is like if I don't want to send it to Instagram and then apply anything else, like this is where I write my whole Instagram description and the whole thing. It all happens within Hipstamatic. The thing about Hipstamatic that drives people crazy is that we've all gotten so conditioned to know what the result is going to be before we take the photo.
Right.
And so Hipstamatic ends up
surprising you.
It surprises you, but people find that very frustrating.
Yeah.
But it's the same kind of people who think the idea of taking a roll of film
with a film camera and then
getting the prints back a week later is absolutely ridiculous. And some of us think that sounds really fun.
Right.
So it's, you know, it depends on what you're interested in doing. But I spent a lot of time downloading new Hipstamatic filters. Not all of them are free, by the way. And they have a whole store where some of the lenses are free. Sometimes they'll say, hey, we're offering this particular pack free for a limited time. As long as you get on it, it kind of incentivizes you to go back in there. But it is one of the most creative little pieces of technology you could possibly have on your iPad. I love it.
Now, you mentioned Instagram, and for reasons I don't fully understand, there is still no iPad version of Instagram. You can use Instagram on an iPad, but you get that traditional little... But I do think there are a number of very nice apps that will let you at least browse your Instagram gallery. So if you use Instagram as much because you like to see your friends' pictures, you can use Hipstamatic to take pictures. This is the one I use. It's called InstaGallery. And it takes advantage of the size of the iPad and the quality. And you can see the pictures in good quality. You can, if you tap it, you can get rid of, it's just all of the stuff around the screen if you don't want to read the captions and stuff. If you tap it, you can, of course, get all the captions, who did it. You can comment, you can tag, do all of that.
What is this, InstaPix?
It's called, it's called InstaGallery.
Oh, InstaGallery.
There are a number of them. There's quite a few. There's Ink361, InstaPix. There's quite a few of these. You can share it via email, Facebook, Twitter. Show it via AirPlay. And you can open it in Instagram. So if you say, I want to have an Instagram native experience of this. But it isn't for taking pictures. You can browse your feed, but you can also see popular different sets, people you follow, your followers. It's just it's kind of a nice way to browse Instagram. So if you like Instagram and you don't like the iPhone version on your iPad.
And I don't really, actually.
Yeah.
I've gotten used to even browsing Instagram via Flipboard.
Yeah.
Just because it annoys me.
It is annoying. So this is $1.99, and I think you won't be annoyed.
Good. $1.99.
With a couple of bucks not to be annoyed. And yes, they have cat pictures.
If you go to my account, you'll see quite a few of them, actually.
Is that a cat or a dog or a llama? I don't know what this is at all.
Where? Oh.
It seems to be an animal.
I think it's a dog. I think. Hard to say.
This is something that's really annoying, by the way, lately.
On Instagram?
Celebrities are copywriting their Instagram photos using a program called Who Say. I'm following Sophie Vergara from Modern Family. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman.
You know, Who Say is a... I know this because Kat Schwartz, who we used to work with, used to work there.
Oh.
And it's part of...
CAA. It's an agency.
Which is a Hollywood agency, right. One of the biggest. So a lot of these actors and actresses,
I'm following Chris Gorham, I can't remember what Christopher Gorham was on. He was on some TV show. It's fun. And it's fun to follow celebrities. This is something from his newest show.
Isn't that the mom from the OC?
Yeah, so what he's done is he's copyrighted this. I find that so insulting and annoying.
Very annoying.
And I see it on Instagram a lot.
I would unfollow somebody for doing that.
You know what? I'm tempted. But I want to find out what Sophie and Chris are up to.
I can't believe you follow Sophia Vergara on Instagram. I wouldn't even consider that. Does she post, like, cool photos that are artsy?
Yeah, like family. No.
Oh.
Like her family eating and stuff.
Okay.
Like a normal person.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm following her.
Well, she's pretty. So there's probably a little
bit
of that going
on. You get runway pictures. And it's not like she's, you know... posing in front of her mirror in the bathroom or anything, but
a lot of the celebrities do that on Instagram.
Really?
Miley Cyrus might be a celebrity you'd love to follow.
Oh, yeah, I don't follow Miley. Who I follow, though, and I almost feel like she's my close personal friend, is Taylor Swift.
Oh, I love Taylor Swift.
I love her, and she posts pictures of her puppies or whatever.
She's got a little kitty.
Kitty, I mean, yeah.
And she's just as cute as a button.
Isn't it weird, though? You feel like you're almost like their friend, even though then you look and she's got 80,000 likes and 150,000 comments.
But you say,
like,
I think Taylor knew that I would like it. But
it's the strangest thing that
I wouldn't be one of those weird commenters. I would just tastefully nod. Yeah. Yes, Taylor, I like that.
And it makes you like her as a person.
Love her.
Now I don't know if she's doing the copyright thing. I hope she's not.
I don't think so. I think Taylor is too good for that. She knows how Instagram works. She's young enough. That's the thing. I think there's a little bit of a difference between celebrities who are like, I never even had a computer before.
Yeah. No,
and
she's very
young.
And
then the celebrities have grown up with computers.
Exactly. Anyway.
So we've got quite a list. We could keep going, but we're not going to because we've got to save some apps for next time. But yeah, a bunch of photo apps. We've got Imgur, that's brand new. And then a variety of other options. You've got SmugMug, especially if you're kind of going pro.
I love SmugMug. I swear by SmugMug. It's where I put my pictures. And you know, it's great when I share pictures with somebody, if they want to print, they can buy it. I don't charge extra, so they don't make any profit.
Right.
They just pay the standard fee, and it's not expensive, and they can buy their own prints. And I just think that's great.
That's awesome.
Great way to share your photos.
Absolutely. Yeah. For all the links to the apps we did mention, you can always go to our website, twit.tv/IPT. That's where all of our show archives live. Plus, in each show, if you click on last week's show, for example, we talked about all sorts of good stuff. We've got our show notes down at the bottom of that episode page, along with the video itself, so that you can keep up with everything that we talked about. Try to make it as easy as possible for you to watch the show at your leisure and make sure that you are keeping up with our app caps and everything else that we talked about. Last week was all about fitness. And you know what I have stopped doing already?
Working out? Wearing your Fitbit?
Sort of. No, I'm still wearing it. But I'll tell you, it is a lot of work to be entering everything that I eat and drink and how much I sleep with this thing.
You can only do it a few weeks and then you go, okay, that's enough.
I don't want to be a quitter, but keep that in mind.
After last week, I put mine back on.
Just in time for me to say, screw this.
Oh, great. Now I can take it off.
Finish.
So, you know, we didn't mention one beautiful photo gallery app, and it happens to be our sponsor today.
It's like it flows.
It's like you intended it that way. Shutterstock.com, the best place to get royalty-free photos, videos, vector illustrations, and if you know their free app, their iPad app, it's Webby award winning. And look at it. No surprise. No cost to you to get the app. You can sign into your Shutterstock account. By the way, free to make an account. You don't need a credit card. And I just think the images on here, this just to me is gorgeous. Of course, every photo on Shutterstock is approved by, you know, they're by some of the best photographers in the world. So what they do is they give you some inspiration. Great UI, by the way. And so here's a light box called Step by Step. It's a bunch of photos of stairs, stairwells, and so forth. I think that's cool. We can go back. Reflections. These are all available royalty-free from Shutterstock.com. You'll find the perfect image or video there for your next creative project, I promise you. And do get the, if nothing else, get the free iPad app. It's so gorgeous. We want to go to the beach? Let's go to the beach. What do you say? Life's a beach with Shutterstock.com. They source their images from around the world. They put them at your fingertips. 10,000 at least new images a day, although lately they've been on a tear, about 20,000 new images
what?
A day.
What?
You can download.
How can you even get through all of those?
Well, you don't, but the point is they have a great search engine. Let's go back to home and look at the search engine where you can not only search for things, you can search by emotion, by color. Let's say happy people. I don't know, just people. Now, every one of these pictures is going to be somebody who's happy.
Look at those people on the
left.
They're
kind of aggressively
happy.
They're
so happy.
They're happy because they just got their stock options.
But see, this. Think of all of the different ways that this would, you know, be relevant, particularly when you're putting together something for an app.
I'm
going to
do
a
blog
or...
post, let's say, on cell phones. So let's do cell phones. But yeah. Let's go a step further. We're going to get all the cell phone pictures here. And by the way, icons too, you know, vector art, all kinds of stuff. You could also say, I want pictures that have a blue or a green or a red focus. You can use their spectrum tool to narrow it down so it matches the palette you're using. Here's happy people on a cell phone.
You could maybe make like a red wedding reference. And then you could say like, see, it'd be cool
if it was
like a red.
Oh, I love it. Should we do it? What if we just type red wedding in here? What are we going to get?
I don't know.
So here's the deal. You can get a free account. Just go to Shutterstock.com and browse these. Make light boxes. Save images. Wow. Wow. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, you're going to love Shutterstock. Just start playing with it. And if you decide to buy, can I make a suggestion for you? We have a very good offer for you. We're going to take 30% off your first purchase on your new account. They have subscriptions. That's what I have. But they also have image pack. Oh, that's kind of cool. Look at that wedding dress.
Oh, my.
Wow, is that beautiful.
Wow.
iPad today and the number 8. We are now in August.
Oh, yeah. That's what the 8 corresponds to.
Uh-huh. The 8th month.
Wait a second. Is it really August?
The offer code is iPad today 8. I know.
My life is passing me by.
I know. Summer's almost over.
Oh, no.
Shutterstock.com. Offer code iPad today 8 to take 30% off.
I mean, who doesn't want 30% off?
Who doesn't want
a huge
red wedding?
That's a huge... Well, depends. It just depends.
That's why it's red.
Yes. Hey, so we got an email from Dennis who alerted us to something sort of sad. It says, Bento for iOS has been discontinued.
Oh, no.
Or
that
at least
is sad.
It will be discontinued starting September 30th. I went into the App Store, and it's true. FileMaker, which is a subsidiary of Apple... has said, we're not going to continue Bento for Mac or iOS. We're just going to work on our FileMaker apps.
Okay. So the idea of Bento...
Which are a lot more expensive.
Yeah. Well, the idea of Bento was a lot simpler. It was a Bento box. You know, have you ever had a Japanese lunch? It's a Bento box.
Yeah.
Little. So the idea was it's a flat file. FileMaker's a database. So it's a flat file database with little compartments. Very easy to use. You could use FileMaker to design Bentos. But I guess they really, they want to promote people to use. I mean, why have multiple apps when you have a kind of a flagship app
right.
called FileMaker? So
and you know, I was reading around the web and see if you know people were sort of up in arms, and a lot of people said, you know, besides the fact that you know the price was right, Bento didn't make a whole lot of sense because it was a less functional form of something that FileMaker was already doing. Dennis, who wrote in and let me know about this, said I collect movies from the Criterion Collection, and I'd like to keep adding to an e-database that I can cut and paste the movies. Cover photo, hypertext links, general information from that web page. I need to be able to sort alphabetical as new movies are added, but I don't know if I want to spend $179 for FileMaker Pro, which seems more like a business app, an expensive thing for what I want to do.
How much?
$179.
Oh, but that's the desktop app.
Yeah.
How much is the iPad app? It's free, isn't it, or cheap? I don't know.
The iPad app...
I don't know.
I don't want to quote it and be wrong.
Could you look that up for us, Jason? I'm sure you can find it somewhere.
But it's not... I mean, I know...
It's cool what you can do, though.
I know that if you were already a user of Bento, you get a $120 discount when buying a full version of FileMaker Pro. That's only for a limited time.
Mm.
But that means that it's obviously a lot more than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bento 4.
Bento 4.
So it's
Bento was $10 by itself.
I know. And that's the thing is, like, I would have... shown you guys a little bit more about it, but it's like it's
don't
not gonna be around much longer, so
don't
I don't know
it.
If I should say $10 for something that will definitely not be upgraded. I don't think
Patrick
that's a
Wade
buy
in our chat room says it was $20 when he bought FileMaker for iOS
sometime. Oh, so it's quite a bit cheaper than the desktop version.
yeah because it's a partner with the desktop version, so
yeah.
You can use FileMaker as a server. It's a really sophisticated system that makes beautiful databases. I can understand why they dumped it, Bento. It didn't make sense in the overall strategy.
Well, especially if Bento's already 10,
yeah.
And then you have something that more closely resembles the core product at $20.
Yeah. FileMaker's very powerful.
If somebody wants it that much. And Dennis, maybe, I'm not sure how much you want to do all of your sourcing on the iPad, but maybe your project could... go from the desktop to an iPad, and then it wouldn't be such a money drain.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I mean, $179 for FileMaker Pro does sound crazy for what you want to do, but
no,
$20 is not,
it's so not bad. Crazy. It's a very, for what he wants to do, it's a very powerful database.
Yeah.
But you're right, just to keep track of Criterion movies, you know, you should look at Delicious Library.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great app for that, and it's much less expensive.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or, you know, even a variety of other spreadsheets.
Does Delicious have, I don't think they have a iPad, though.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
they should.
If they do, nobody's talking about it anymore. But I think we would have heard about it because Delicious Library has been around forever.
I love it. And they did just recently update the desktop.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Gosh, Delicious Library, that's almost like an old school
thing. It's a classic. They created a category of Macintosh applications that were so beautiful. They called it the Delicious Generation.
Yeah.
Because they had the beautiful wood bookcases and all that stuff. Yeah.
Skeuomorphism. Remember when that was cool? Yeah.
By the way, FileMaker Go, which is another version of FileMaker for iOS, is free. If you have the desktop and you're running the database on the desktop, you can use FileMaker Go.
So Delicious Library 2.
Yeah.
Jason just pulled it up in the App Store.
It's available?
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know if it's iPad native or iPhone.
Get
but
it.
What was it, like $2.99?
Yeah. Get it. There you go. There's your replacement.
That might be your calling, Dennis. So today in iWeird is a... somewhat reoccurring theme, depending on how weird the news was between iPad shows. And this definitely fits. This is an interesting Quora thread, actually, that was written by a woman who is explaining how her iPad was stolen, how she figured out that it was stolen, who stole it, went into a case of fake identity to get it back, and then did. Okay, so here's the story. She was at a cafe. She says she was at a cafe, and then she left, and she had her iPad with her.
Yeah.
A couple of days later, she noticed, wow, where's my iPad?
Oh, how horrible.
And, you know, people said, how could you not notice right away? And she said, well, I share it with my boyfriend, and I don't know.
It can happen. Not everybody uses their iPad every moment of every day like you, Sarah Lane.
Exactly. So she says... well, I tried to use Find My iPhone to find my iPad. You know, it uses the same thing. She said, well, I couldn't figure out where it was, but I saw that my iPad had been changed from Gail's iPad to somebody else's name.
Aha!
And I don't know if you could see the Quora thread, Jason, but she has all these little screen grabs of exactly how it went in. So she changed this guy's name. If you scroll up just a tiny bit more,
but see, you can now use Find My iPad, right?
Well, for whatever reason, she said he turned off location services.
Oh, he was smart enough to do that.
But he changed the name of the iPad, and so she got that information. She went ahead and put his name into Facebook. Turns out there's a profile that comes right up, and he lives in her town.
Oh, boy.
And she said, oh, my gosh, that's the guy.
Oh,
he has a
boy.
Twitter account, too. So she tried to friend him. He wouldn't friend her. So then she could glean as much from the public parts of his profile to figure out what kind of woman she thought that he would be interested in friending, who was actually a stranger. She created a profile out of thin air.
Oh, I wouldn't recommend doing
this. Made up a name, took an image of somebody that doesn't exist. Oh. He did friend her because she, you know, she...
She was hot.
Well, she figured, I feel like I know him well enough to know who he might want to be. Then at that point, he friended her and, like, they never spoke again. But she figured out that he'd, you know, worked somewhere or whatever. Called the police, got them to get a hold of him, and they basically, they never even showed up anywhere. They called from the precinct and said, you come down here with this woman's iPad. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. And he did. And she got her iPad back. And the weird thing about this is, you know, you read the story, and she's very proud of herself. You read the story, and you're like, you know, pretty clever. And a lot of people in the comments are just, like, skewering her, saying, you know, you didn't even really get your iPad stolen. You just left it somewhere. And somebody just finally picked it up.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
What
do you think?
Well, I think the most you left out the most amazing part of the story, which is they fell in love. They got married. They've got three kids now.
That's not true.
No?
No. His girlfriend actually worked at the coffee shop that she left her iPad in.
His girlfriend took it.
Well, I think
gave
the girlfriend,
it to her.
It sounds like the girlfriend did not have her job very long.
Don't do this, folks.
I don't know.
Don't do this. And you could get beat up. You could get knifed. You could get shot. You don't want to go get... Don't do vigilante justice. That's dangerous.
I guess.
Get a guy to do it for you.
Well, the police
did it. At least she did that. But I don't know.
I think I get what you're getting at. The whole, like, create a fake profile to get information out of somebody can always be a little bit dangerous. Because what if that person figures out what you're doing for whatever reason?
Right.
However, in her case, it worked and she got her iPad back.
Right.
And he got in trouble.
She went all Charles Bronson on him.
Something like that. Anyway, it's a delightful little core art. If you're interested in all of the little details, she does have it written down. We'll put it in our show notes. It's a story that ends well, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Don't do this.
It's weird. Have you ever heard of something like that?
Oh, people do this all the time. Somebody called my radio show the other day and said, my son's lost his iPhone. I'd like to track down the people who stole it. I said, do not do that. You don't know what you could be. I mean,
He wanted to track the iPhone, or he wanted to find them and
take
them
by
the collar.
Well, he wanted to go get it. It wasn't lost; it was stolen. He wanted to go get it, and I said, "Don't leave that to the police. That's what they're there for."
Exactly.
They're trained professionals.
Yeah. Get the authorities involved if you're actually.
At least she did that much.
Yeah.
But even like tricking him and all that, I don't know. It kind of makes me a little nervous.
Well, what's her alternative? Just buy another iPad.
So you're right.
So, you know, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, maybe she didn't get a Christmas bonus this year.
No, I understand.
Anyway,
I would say, you know, as Effin done it in the chat room, remote wipe it and then walk away. It's just an iPad.
That's true. It's not worth losing your thumb.
Exactly.
Or something worse.
Or something worse than your thumb.
Although thumbs are pretty important. I wouldn't want to lose my thumb. I'd much rather lose a ring finger or something like that. Got another email from Chris who says, you want to do this duh tip along with Chris?
Okay.
So he says, you probably know that whole thing when you're in the keyboard and you hold down a key like the A, and then you get the punctuated A, you know, A with a little
something
over it. Yeah, I love
that thing. I use that all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, the best
one. When you're writing in your other languages?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He says, but did you know that when you're in the regular keyboard and you hold down that alternate number key.
Yeah.
But before you, so go back to the beginning.
The alternate number key, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, it's the number key, lower left.
This one.
Yes. And so you hold it down. While it's still held.
Yeah.
You slide to whatever number or punctuation you want to use.
Dot.
And then lift up. And then
and
it
you've
goes,
touched a dot.
Goes back to the original keyboard.
Yeah, I did know that, and I use that a lot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really handy.
And you might say, well, wait, how is this different than just tapping the number key and then you get the alternate keyboard? You actually save yourself one tap.
You know why? Because I frequently do, say, twit, dot.
Yeah.
And I want to do the dot.
But then
I
you want to go back to the letters.
Go back to TV. See
yeah, so it's like a little rubber necky thing.
Yeah. I do that all the time. It works with everything, but I most often use it with the period, which is under the C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's that's a handy.
You can do it with anything, though.
It's a handy little trick.
Here's another one. You know, you hold the exclamation mark and you get a comma.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too.
Use that all the time.
Or you hold down Oh, yeah. You just said exactly what I was just going to say.
The reason is, or tick, I guess you get, not a comma. Tick. Yeah. Just a little. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. There are all sorts of little gems. If you press and hold
quotation
a variety of
under
keys,
yep.
You find stuff.
And in every case, if you don't let go, you slide up, it'll go back to the original keyboard. Which
I love that.
Want. Yeah.
That's a good little trick, Chris.
Yeah. Does it work with emojis?
I'm going to try to add it into my workflow. I don't think
so.
I think it's just for first and second hand keyboard.
Yeah. Now what do I do?
Now you send somebody a turtle.
Turtle, turtle, turtle.
Turtle, 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 turtle.
Oops.
And then maybe
send him a CD instead.
Yeah. Send him a floppy disk.
Oh.
That would be such a great text. If you send turtle floppy disk, just
yeah.
with no other explanation.
You'd
and
know
the
what
person
it meant.
Is like, what does it mean?
I would know what it meant. It means you're as slow as a floppy drive.
Oh. I hadn't even thought about
See?
That.
See?
Well.
You don't speak emoji, obviously.
Well, I don't know. That you could think about the tortoise and the hare story, and then it would be totally
They
different.
Have both. You could do a tortoise and a hare.
You could do tortoise, hare, floppy, and then maybe like a whirlwind. And just be like, I don't know. I'm everything. We got a little... last week we were talking about podcasts, like the podcast suggestions. And I had said, if you have a lot of podcasts that you like listening to, obviously, we're, you know... We're a podcast network, and the podcast app store, well, not app store, podcast store, has over 1 billion downloads.
1 billion?
Crazy.
Subscriptions.
Yes. Subscriptions. That was last week's news. And we said, I don't know. I mean, some of you that obviously, if you love Twit content, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
What other podcasts would you like? And I think your name is Michella. It might be Michaela, might be Michelia. It's a beautiful name, but it's unusual, so I hope one of those was the right pronunciation. Michelle says she loves Amateur Traveler. That's a great travel podcast. She loves The History Chicks.
Wait,
I hadn't heard of,
slow
but
down.
I also love History.
I'm trying to record all these because I'm always looking for new podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So History Chicks,
mm-hmm.
Modern Manners.
Modern Manners.
Modern.
Modern Manners.
Modern.
Modern Manners.
You need to watch your manners. Modern Manners.
That's from,
Grammar Girl.
Grammar Girl.
Yeah. It's the same network.
Yep.
And then a podcast called Stuff You Missed in History Class.
Yes, I know that one.
You
that's
do?
Good, yeah.
See, I had heard of Amateur Traveler, actually. Because
you are an amateur. Actually, you're a professional traveler.
Well... I would like to be a professional traveler, but I'm pretty much just an amateur. I'm an enthusiast.
So I'm launching Instacast so I can get all
and
of these
stuff
in
you
here.
Missed in history classes from How Stuff Works. So
yeah, that's how I know about that one. Yeah,
but
that's
these aren't tech oriented podcasts, but kind of just fun stuff that people who like the show also like. So
I'm going to get modern. Like, start getting modern traveler. Is that they talk
amateur
about
traveler.
Oh, amateur
modern
traveler.
Manners
modern manners amateur. Amateur traveler, because is that they like talk about traveling?
Yeah,
as an amateur.
Yeah, in fact, I had a amateur traveler. The blog has been around for a while, and I had a couple things published on that years ago.
Chris Christensen, and they do an iTunes enhanced one as well. Travel for the love of it, ain't that the truth?
Yeah,
I'm getting the large video because I can.
You should.
Yep.
You absolutely should. So there's some podcast suggestions from Michelle. Thank you very much. Also got an email from Fletch in Lexington, Kentucky.
Love the movies, Fletch.
Yes, me too.
Yes.
Keep making them.
Keep making them.
And we'll keep watching.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Sarah and Leo, or she, I don't know. Sarah and Leo, one great source of ebooks, audiobooks, and digital magazines for your iPad or other mobile device is your public library. As technology has advanced, many library systems have added these benefits to their offerings for a price of a library card.
Oh.
Here in Lexington, I can get ebooks from OneClick, audiobooks from Overdrive, magazines from Zinio, all for the cost of the card. They're not just dead tree storage facilities these days. It might be a good idea to check and see if these services are available at your local library.
How clever.
Had not thought of that,
actually.
That's
very true.
That's especially for something like a magazine subscription. Because a lot of these, you and I will try them out and we'll say, I don't know, it's hard to get through all of them. We're not really sure if we'd actually recommend paying, you know, a reoccurring fee for all of this stuff. But if it's something that you can get as part of your library, even if you never check out any dead tree book, well, that's your library card right there paying for itself. I live right next to the San Francisco Public Library, and I'm never in there. I need to check.
Yeah, that's a good library.
Yeah.
If you need to get a quick bath.
Make friends with somebody who...
Yeah, people have been living on the street for a few years. It's good.
That's my neighborhood.
Do a little sponge bath.
I live right there. Yeah. It's fine. They're all nice. Sometimes they chase me down the street, but for the most part, they're very nice. It's just...
No, just don't make eye contact.
Everybody's got their limits.
Make eye contact.
And when I'm walking by myself at, you know, after dark, that seems to be their limit. And then sometimes I have to run really quickly. Mom, you weren't supposed to hear that story.
Does that happen?
Not very often.
No, I'm shocked.
Well, you know, I like to live on the edge. I'm a small single woman in the city.
I know, that's crazy.
And there's something exciting about that.
Okay.
So I don't know. Knock on something. I have never been robbed.
Wow.
All right. Philip writes us and says, you have to check this app out because it's amazing. He used a lot of consonants. It makes a 3D scan of your face and lets you try on virtual eyeglasses and sunglasses that you can then pick 4 favorites and have them shipped to you for free to try out in real life. I was amazed at the quality of this app. You know what it is? It's glasses.com.
Oh, I get my contacts from there.
And you know who makes it is 1-800-CONTACTS.
Yeah, that's where I get my contacts.
So I said to myself, there's no way that this app is as cool as Philip says it is.
Let's see.
But guess what? It is. Check this out, Leo.
Okay.
All right. Back to browse.
Oh, so is it going to take a picture of you first?
Well, I've already set this up ahead of time.
And is it? How does it make it a 3D picture?
Because it's magic. There's me.
Okay.
I am trying on some nice aviators from Ray-Ban.
Not the most flattering picture, but
be quiet. But look.
Oh, how do it do that?
That's me.
That's kind of magical.
Now, how about if I say, you know what? These kind of look cool. I'm sort of Elvis-y, but what about like if I sort of like wanted them to be down on my nose a little bit more? Do they look cool like that? And then, like, how are they going to, like, fit on my ears?
Oh, I can't believe it. I want this.
I know, right?
This is awesome.
Now, if I say, you know, I hate it when glasses, like, hit my ear in a certain way and it's kind of hurting. You can see how they would adjust if you were to try to make, basically reposition them on your face. Now, I say, all right, well, Ray-Ban, whatever. Okay. Let's go back and, like, check some other ones
these
out.
They have every kind of glasses, probably, right? It's a pretty big company.
Yeah, and I've said beforehand, like, it said, do you like big glasses or small glasses? And I said, well, in general, I like big glasses. Sorry about that glare on my screen here.
Did you have to take many pictures of your head to get it to do that?
No, all you do is you hold up your iPad. It has you, like, basically set it against a mirror, but that's just so it's steady. You line up your face with the
thing,
the outline.
And then you rotate the iPad?
And then it'll say, turn your head
all
the way to the left. Make sure you don't turn your body.
Right.
Move your head back, and then you go to the right. And then it scans, and then it makes sure that your pupil's in the right place. But I love this because this is the most accurate.
That's amazing.
This is the most accurate photo of me ever. And, I mean...
You can really see what those glasses are going to look like.
Yeah, like these are glasses from Burberry. They're expensive. They're $275. Yeah. What if I was like, oh my God, Burberry, what a nice brand. I really want to splurge. Well, now that I'm looking at them, because I don't have the smallest nose in the world, and glasses
are... Well, that picture makes your nose look massive.
Well, but that's the thing. Is like I have to pick glasses that... I have to pick certain kinds of glasses.
You don't have a big nose at all.
But sometimes it looks big.
But it could look there
because of the way that glasses sit on my nose.
Yes, they could accentuate.
Because I kind of have a little potato nose.
Yeah.
So I can already tell that these are not my glasses.
What would you say, a potato nose?
It doesn't have a lot of definition, let's just be honest. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Like
so now I can see that these actually aren't flattering glasses. It's not even worth it for me to go down to Sunglass Hut.
No, because they'd make your glasses look, your nose look
right
like
for
a
me.
Potato.
It isn't right for me. So this is super fun. And you're right, Philip. This is way better than I thought it would be.
So this is amazing, and I want to do it. So now I'm going to... I should take my glasses off, though, when I'm doing this.
See, these are, like, super retro. Kind of Mad Men stuff. See what
they
look like. Oh, yeah. Look at me. I need those.
Okay.
Those are amazing.
Please turn your volume up. Okay.
Well, because it'll tell you to turn.
It's going to talk to me, huh?
You're going to have to stay very still.
I am so still.
Welcome to the 3D Fit Experience.
Thank you.
This app creates a 3D model of your face.
You can go through that YouTube video. You don't actually have to sit through the whole thing.
Done. Where's the done button?
It's for dumb people.
Okay, I understand.
So remember to keep the volume turned up.
Yes, I will. Okay, I shouldn't probably do this on our time, on your time.
Well, look. Look at these.
I love this.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, I got to give him my name.
I can't believe how good this works.
I'm a
honestly.
Male.
This is really cool. And by the way, this is a free app. I mean, you're not going to pay anything unless you actually buy sunglasses.
It's free.
It just is.
But they're asking me for all this stuff, like what kind of glasses. I don't know.
Well, so I said things like, I like large glasses.
I said that.
I like retro glasses.
Now another long video. Okay.
Just go past all of
I'm
that
skipping
stuff.
The video. Good okay.
Grief, Leo. You
I know. And it's by like, the way, you can AirPlay the video.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, oh, white glasses.
Oh, good. Okay.
Not my thing.
Okay.
Now
tilt
I know.
Your iPad. Okay, I should probably take off my glasses, though, because you want a picture of you with glasses on. Okay.
That's right. All the way. You don't have to go that slow.
Now,
there's going to be a car behind you.
Head back to center and pause. Good. Now slowly turn your head all the way right and pause.
Mm-hmm.
Now slowly turn your head back to center and pause.
That reminds me of exercise class. That's probably the most exercise I've gotten all day.
I think you've probably really aligned
your
neck.
You did a good job.
Now,
look.
You have to do one more thing where you line up your... See, you need a mirror for this part because you have to line up your pupils with a QR code. It's weird.
You have to line up your pupils to a QR code?
I know. I know it sounds insane, but that's really true.
All right. Well, I'm going to press continue because you're going to... I don't need to watch the video because you're going to tell me how to do it.
Basically, what you
what?
Have... I told you, you need to...
What?
You need to have a mirror.
Turn the iPad toward the mirror.
You need a mirror.
Wait a minute.
You don't have a mirror.
I kind of have a TV camera.
I don't think that's going to work, though, because it'll be backwards. Oh, my God. No.
Now what?
Now, you're not close enough. No, because it's an infinity thing. It's, no. You need a mirror. I don't know. We don't
okay.
Have a, we
well,
don't have
it did, but the 3D thing was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah. No,
so
it's
I'll
fun.
Just finish that later. But that's cool.
This is, again, glasses.com is the name of the app. And even if you never buy any glasses, it's worth it just to see a little 3D image of yourself.
It's really cool. Now, we've shown as an app cap 123 Catch.
Yes.
Which does the same thing.
123 Sculpt, I thought it
something.
Was.
Something. There's Sculpt, there's Catch, 123D Catch.
Yeah.
Catch is the one that, and I made a thing of your head, but it was a lot harder. This did a really good job.
Yeah. It worked
better.
It worked out very well.
Yeah.
And you know, you mentioned there wasn't a very good picture of me. Weirdly, because I went into her bathroom because there was a mirror there. The fluorescent light was not, I don't know, it made the picture look kind of dingy.
I think I got a good picture.
Well, yeah. You just have to take what you've already done. And
I have
then
to do the QR code thing now.
And do the mirror thing, and then you're golden. You'll have a
what it does
image
is it takes
yourself.
A picture of a QR code. Doesn't it know, like, why does it need a picture of it? It knows.
It's magic. Why are you nitpicking magic? You get to try on glasses with a 3D head of yourself.
There is apparently an app that does the same thing, iFace 3D, same tech.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that might be what glasses.com is using.
Right. I doubt they invented it.
No. I think they probably just paid for it.
I think they bought
it. But it's great. Yeah. So, Philip, good find. There are a lot of big brands that have iPad apps that I usually don't pay any attention to because I think, they just want to sell you something. Ooh, there's your mirror, Leo. You want the mirror.
Oh, bring me a mirror.
Luckily, we have a really large mirror. You could bring it all the way over.
Give it to Sarah.
All right.
Now I got to launch the program again.
We needed.
I hope it didn't forget.
We needed the largest mirror we could find.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Okay, skip.
Here it is.
Okay, give me the QR code. Okay.
Really
turn the iPad toward the mirror.
Yeah, that's right. But you're supposed to put the iPad at the bottom of your chin.
What?
Yeah, just
tilt
do
the
it.
Mirror back.
Okay.
More. More. Oh, Jesus. I don't want to have to move. Okay.
Now you match it. Go there. You all right?
Like that.
Now it's supposed to turn green. Get a little closer.
3, 2, 1.
It's done.
Shh. There you go. Now make sure that your pupils.
That's creepy.
The pupils are not in the right place, so you have to put them in the right place.
Yeah. Do you think the pupils are in the right place? Take a look at that, Jason. Do you think the pupils are in the right place?
Just drag them down. Stop being such a baby. Oh, you can't. You have to do it again. Yeah, I think it's because we did it at such a weird angle.
My pupils are wrong. All right, but I get the idea. You can take the mirror back.
Yeah, the very large mirror. Thanks, Patrick. That mirror is like 400 pounds. I couldn't pick it up. The world's biggest damn mirror. Why is that there?
I'm just going to say
why
that.
Why is that even in
that's
the studio?
That's my wardrobe mirror when I put on my shoes.
I see. When you put on your brown shoes.
People don't like these shoes. All through the show, the chat room's been commenting about how much they don't like my loafers.
They're loafers. Why don't people like loafers? It's one of the most classic shoes you could wear. I'd put pennies in them if I were you, but okay, whatever.
Do people still do that?
No, I don't think so. Maybe they do. What are the kids doing? Somebody tell me.
What do the kids do today?
What are the college kids penny at loafers. Ivy League schools
you know who does?
Do these
no.
days?
You know who does? Kanye. Who?
Kanye wears penny loafers?
Kanye wears penny loafers. I've seen him.
Well, in that case, I know what I'm buying this weekend.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I do what Kanye does.
He's a gold digger. I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
But she ain't hanging with the
what?
Yet. All right. Yeah. Hey, we love hearing from you. You can email us at ipadtoday@twit.tv. You can call us at 757-504-IPAD. You could send us a video.
You could.
Every once in a while, someone says, I have a great little tip or I have a question. I'd like you to see me. Maybe my kid's going to do a little tap dance kind of a thing. That's always fun. We love to roll those videos into our show when we get them. So thanks everybody who sends us all sorts of good stuff each week. You got app suggestions. You've got cool duh tips. You got questions. You got podcast ideas. We love you. Thanks to everybody who contributes to the show each week. I'm going to put on my app cap that magically appeared near me.
Oh, thank goodness they did that for us.
And not a moment too soon or late because you look like a Super Mario Brothers mushroom. Little blue one.
It's inside out.
It's inside out.
I think it's probably reversible.
Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah. You look exactly the same. That's a nice little, it makes you look very round.
You, on the other hand, look like a character from Boardwalk Empire. You look great.
I feel like one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Well, it's the cowboy theme, but with some city flair. What?
Nothing.
You know, like, what's that Streetwalker movie? Cowboy.
Midnight Cowboy?
Isn't that about the male prostitutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like a midnight
Dustin
cowgirl.
Dustin Hoffman, John Voight.
Yeah.
Midnight, like a midnight cowgirl.
Cowboy.
Riding horse on a prairie on a kind of rodeo.
Don't know that song. So, my little iPad app, I have only had a day to play with it because it's brand new. This is called Quip.
Quip?
Have you heard of Quip?
You know, this has been getting a lot of attention, and I had to say I mocked it a little bit on Mac Break Weekly because,
why?
Well, I am a fan of Brett Taylor, the guy who created
it. He's the former CTO over at Facebook.
Former CTO of Facebook. Before that, created FriendFeed, which Facebook bought, and it was one of my favorite social networks ever. I was so sad when it at its demise. He also worked at Google Maps. I mean, this guy's a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
It's his new venture. I'm really curious what you have to say about this. The idea is it's a mobile-first word processor.
Correct.
That you can't print. You can't save. You can't email. Show me what you can do.
Well, you don't really care about emailing.
Okay.
So, okay. All right. And I don't know if you got a little notification before the show.
Did you quip me?
Well, I tried to invite you to.
Oh, well, I didn't. So let me get Quip.
All right. I see. You don't have.
No. I was just reading about it. I didn't actually try it.
So the idea behind Quip is, all right, I'm going to put together some sort of a document.
The John C. Dvorak School of Reviews. Well, I looked at the box.
Yeah, I don't know. I just read some articles, and it didn't seem like it was right for me.
Well, I don't need a word. Anyway, maybe you could demonstrate why this is useful. I didn't think I needed it.
Well, at the beginning of the show, I made sort of a joke, like, word processor, not exciting. That just doesn't sound exciting to anybody.
Well, and we have pages.
But we all need word processors. We don't need a million of them, but we'd like to use the best.
Yeah.
And this may be one of those because it takes sort of modern workflow into something like writing a document. So if I am putting together a document here, which I am, I'm writing some stuff.
Did you use leo@leoville.com? Is that the email I should use or leo@leoville.com?
Oh, I texted it to you at the phone number I have for you. What?
I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't even know what phone number that would be.
It was the one where I...
Oh, the 555 number I gave you?
I don't know.
Yeah, 555-1212.
It's the way that I talk to you, except that today you texted me from a phone number that you haven't texted me from since 2010. So that was really confusing to me. Because you know where you're like, what was the last thing we talked about? And I'm like, what? Oh, that was 3 years ago. I can't keep your phone number straight. It's very weird.
I know.
Anyway, I shared a document with you. Apparently,
all right, it's on some Android. I'm signing up for Quip right now. So
the idea is that you write down something. You've got a variety of, you know, it's just a text editor. Yeah. You can insert a variety of things like, okay, we got, you know, new paragraphs, headings. Maybe you want to make a list.
Okay.
Simple stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
Say, you're done. All right, I'm happy with this. Over on the left-hand side, I have kind of a timeline of what I've done, like actions that I've done. So I created a document about an hour ago via tablet, you know,
okay,
via this. And then I edited the tablet document. If Leo was then invited and was kind of going in here, you could see something like, Leo made an edit to this, you know, at 10:55. Very Google Docs type of a thing. But it is laid out very nicely. Now, at some point, if I was to say, all right, well, I want to send you a little note that says, hey, I made a change in, you know, paragraph 2 type of thing, and then I send it along, then you get a little notification via text, which is comes from my contacts,
mm-hmm,
that there's been an update made. Now,
okay,
this could be a group text. So maybe a bunch of us here at Twitter are supposed to look at something, or maybe it's like a little show proposal type of thing.
So this is the key to it, is the collaboration element.
Collaboration is great.
Yeah.
There are also some neat things. And by the way, this is just one document that I'm working on. So you can see I've got my documents here. Here's the messages about the document. Here's the document itself. You sort of switch around. If I go back to my desktop, here are a variety of... This is basically my home screen. This is where all of my stuff lives. You've got a nice little introduction to Quip that I was reading about earlier. And actually, what's kind of neat about this intro is I often don't read these things because it's like, here's how you type a word. But Quip actually has a bunch of fun little shortcuts that are inventive. For example, let's go back to my little document here. And let's say that I say at. At this point, Quip is like, oh, the at symbol means something different than it used to mean in the days of word processing. So you add an at, and all of a sudden it's like, would you like to add an image? Would you like to create a table? Are you meaning to mention somebody? Do you want to link to another document or folder?
Well, I don't understand why it would offer image as one of the choices.
It just becomes a shortcut for,
okay,
I'd like to attach something.
So they're extending with the meaning,
yeah,
of at to
it's
more
like,
than just a person.
Yeah, an at
it's
person,
an attachment,
an at place, an at.
So there's a little learning
thing.
Curve. You have to learn these
there
things.
There is, yeah. And I do think that if you read the tutorial, you're like, oh, there are more things like this as well that I thought was really interesting. Also, this is just a tiny, tiny little thing that's kind of cool, though. It's like, let's say that I want to send you another message. Now, I can send a message here in my little box, or I've got a camera icon. When you click the camera icon, I can choose to send you an image, take with the camera, select from photos, or use most recent photo. Now, I've never seen anything like that before, and that's a tiny little UI
it's nice,
thing.
Isn't it? Yeah.
But often, it's the last screenshot that you took of something.
Yeah, that's what you want to share, yeah.
And so you can just say, like, use
that's
most
nice.
Recent photo. I don't even want to look at it.
That's you nice.
Give
yeah.
Quip access to your photos, of course. And that's the end of that. Now, I've sent that to you. I really hope it's a good photo. I don't remember what my last photo was. And then I go ahead and say, send. And that's the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's me and my friends.
It's going to be your potato nose.
Yeah, my potato nose, which looks huge in that photo because of the way that
you
the light is.
God,
I'm going to get myself a new nose for my 40th birthday.
You know, you just wear that hat.
I'm
going to
look like myself for another few years, and then Michael Jackson. It's getting weird up in here. I feel like the second 40.
You're not going white, are you?
No.
Okay.
I couldn't pull that off.
No.
Come on. Anyway, this is Quip. It's completely free. It's a great little app. If you're looking for, and you know, I'm barely scratching the surface here. If you're looking for something that's a word processor that just has modern tools that make a lot of sense, I think it's definitely worth checking out. And it's like Leo said, brought to you by a really, really smart team.
Really good team. Yeah,
and
I don't have to try it.
Yeah,
I just didn't.
People
I didn't
who are
seem like something I needed.
Well, I don't. You know, I mean, do you feel like you never ever put together a document?
Well, I do, but I have pages. And if I want to share something, I have shared to-do. I mean, I have a lot of ways to share.
Sure.
I didn't see the need for it. And I would guess that they're scratching their own itch. They said, this, you know, Brett said, this is what I needed, so I'm going to design it. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to design software. It's just something, it didn't seem like something I needed. But it's free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's completely free.
Yeah. That's nice.
Well, you know, look at FriendFeed. FriendFeed wasn't for everybody either, but it made use of social networks in a great way.
Yeah, and for and that then, reason alone, I'll give them a shot.
Yeah, and it ended up becoming something where you know, a company like Facebook was like, we're not doing exactly the same thing, but we'd like to acquire you.
I mean, I use Google Docs if I want to share docs. You can collaborate in a doc at the same time in Google Docs. I can type, yeah. I'll see you're typing. So it seems like there's a lot of that functionality out there, but maybe it's combined in a unique and
User interface looks, it's snappy, makes sense, it looks nice. Google Docs, I don't think anybody would say,
ugly.
Boy, how nice it looks.
Ugly.
It's functional.
Yeah.
This is form and function.
So, ever since Electronic Arts cut me off on Simpsons Tapped Out, I've needed a new game. It's the greatest, you know, we talked about this last week, how I'd been playing that game almost a year. I'd pumped more than $300 into the Electronic Arts economy. And for some reason yesterday, on all the devices I have, all my iPads, all my Android devices, Tapped Out just crashes. It won't play anymore. So I've given up. Thank you, EA, for helping me reduce my dependence on EA. And I've gone back to my old love, Rovio.
Oh, really?
Creators of Angry Birds.
Oh, you might have heard of such hits as?
As Angry Birds. And, of course, who could forget Angry Birds?
Right.
But they do.
Didn't Rovio famously sell basically all of their inventory besides Angry Birds to another company?
Brilliant.
And they said, you can have everything except Angry Birds. That's our franchise.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So, the story of Angry Birds is there's these mean old piggies who've stolen the birds' eggs. And the birds are launching themselves in, you know, you don't want to dig into this too deeply, but basically suicide mission to kill the pigs because no bird comes back alive. So that's the whole game, and it's really a physics game with a slingshot. So this week, free, and this is the main reason I'm mentioning it because it's not a new game, but it's free on the App Store. Everybody should get it. It's the answer, the revenge of the pigs. It's called Bad Piggies, and it's so much fun. It's a different kind of game than Angry Birds. The idea of Bad Piggies is the pigs... Oh, I should plug in the audio so you can hear it.
That was what that song
was before. Well, do you know the Angry Birds song? You can't get out of your head, right?
No.
That's one thing Rovio does so well. Where are they? Finland? I think from Scandinavia somewhere. So the Bad Piggies is actually, I think, a better game than Angry Birds because instead of being a physics game with slingshotting, it's actually a logic game. Now, unfortunately, I haven't played it on this iPad. I've been playing it on another device, so I'm going to have to start over, but that's fine. It's the same idea where you have multiple levels. You unlock the levels as you play. You're trying to get 3 stars on each level if you can. The way you get stars, though, is a little different. And notice, this is our little tutorial here. Telescope. Pig sees telescope. I don't know what that means. Eggs. Pig loves eggs. Fry up eggs. I don't even... This is supposed to tell me something, but watch carefully because it does give you clues. Because this game is really a logic puzzle. You have pieces and you're going to assemble the pieces. I'm trying to get this pig... And this is the beginning, so unfortunately it's a tutorial, so I guess we'll go through the tutorial. And here it is. We're trying to get it to go down the hill, pick up a document, and hit the dynamite. And we don't want to go head over heels in there. So these are the pieces. Now, as it goes along, it gets much more elaborate. So I'm just going to put a piece here. And actually, let's put it up here because then I'm going to put a wheel under that piece. And maybe I'll put a pig in the piece. Okay, so I've built a contraption.
Yeah.
Now you can start over by pressing the trash can, or if you feel that your contraption, by the way, this is the first level, so it's a very simple contraption that gets more and more elaborate, is okay, you can press check and see that really didn't go so well, did it? So let's redo that. That contraption just fell over. You know, maybe if I did it with a few more, I get 2 wheels and maybe try it like that, maybe it would be more reliable that way. Let's see. Oh, the physics of this. Boom, boom. And he blows up. And let's see, do I get 3 stars for that? Yes, I do. So this is a very simple one. Not slingshotting. There is physics. And I love these games for the physics. But and of course, the great characters. And the pigs are such a good character. They're more fun. They're more like the birds in this one. But now you can see it's going to get more elaborate, because not only do I have the boxes and the wheels, I also have a bellows. What could that be for? Well, let's put it there. And, of course, Piggy has to go for a ride. Maybe I'll put one more thing there, and let's press the button. And then you blow the bellows. Oh, boom. You get the idea. It's bad piggies. And if you liked Angry Birds, I think you'll like this even more. To me, it's more. There's more logic. You're building devices. It's really kind of fun.
Well, you also, you feel empathy towards the other side.
Finally, the pigs get
their
day.
Finally, the pigs aren't just like...
in the sun.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. They can also strategize.
Yeah.
They've got hopes and dreams.
They have... They're not, you know, they're not just pigs.
No.
Perhaps you think they are.
No, absolutely not. They're pigs who fly.
Whoa. Boom. That's pumping the... Whoa, whoa, no.
Gonna have to redo that level. That's good stuff.
Bad piggies. It's free right now. That's the best reason to go get it. You know,
for a limited time.
It's the app of the week.
Yeah. It's do it now, yeah, if you haven't already.
Will pigs fly? Only time will tell.
Pretty soon it will not be free. I think it's normally $2.99.
I can't remember. I bought it.
That's right.
You know, I bought it many moons ago.
I think that's right.
If you've avoided it, it is great, and it has kind of completely helped me wean myself off of, what was that game with the Homer and Bart? Simpies.
I don't know.
The Simpies.
You don't miss it.
Simpies tipped off.
It's better this way. You already seem healthier.
I do feel better. My skin is getting a new...
A real glow.
Glow, yeah.
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 It was so donut crusted. I wasn't going to say anything, but there are some really dark weeks.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. What do you mean? No, this is the end of the show.
Well, after the show, we're going to do a little something with Guy Kawasaki.
Oh, yeah. For anybody who's watching the live version of the show.
I won't be wearing a hat.
It's a special day. Special Thursday.
Yeah, and we want to get you out of here so that somebody can buy your couch. So, skedaddle.
I'd love to. All right. Thanks, everybody. I'm selling my couch right now. It's neither here nor there. It's happening back in San Francisco.
You ever heard of Craigslist?
People on Craigslist are crazy.
They don't ever show up.
Ah, don't even get me started.
Sometimes they take your iPad.
I'd like to see them try.
Sometimes you gotta chase you down the street.
I do the, what is it? The five-fingered heart thing. And then you walk five steps and then you die.
I love that one.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't know how to do it
yet. Did Bruce Lee teach you that?
The guy from Kill Bill did. And I'm gonna kill Bill.
It's so quick you don't even... I got it. Your heart.
Yeah.
It's in my hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching. See you next week on iPad Today.
Oh.